The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 27th. What to know today about the impact of the weather on holiday travel across the country. A formal invitation to the president to attend impeachment hearings next week. And the FDA's warning about CBD. Plus Facebook's virtual reality. Sign in to Twitter or else. And what data shows about this weekend's holiday shopping. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More than 55 million Americans are expected to travel for Thanksgiving, and it's not going to be easy. The weather is a bit of a mess. Let's start in the West, where a so-called bomb cyclone is taking aim at Oregon and California. NPR reports it's expected to bring at least 70-mile-per-hour winds. In fact, strong winds already contributed to spreading a wildfire in Santa Barbara, California yesterday, forcing thousands of people from their homes. Thankfully, NBC News says there were no injuries, and most people have been allowed to return home. And rain early this morning should help. But the Weather Channel says that wind and rain, as well as snow in the upper elevations, have already led to downed power lines and will mean drivers will have a tougher time navigating their way to their family gatherings. The National Weather Service says it's been 20 years since Oregon and California have seen a storm like this. And towards the middle of the country, a snowstorm is taking its toll. NBC News reports hundreds of flights in and out of Denver, Colorado were canceled yesterday. CNN says more than 1,000 people spent the night at the airport. Though some good news there, it's expected to clear up today, so hopefully holiday travel will start to get back to normal. Heavy snow is also expected early this morning in Minnesota, and in Chicago, it'll live up to its Windy City nickname today. Those winds are then expected to hit New York City just in time for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thursday. If the gusts are too strong, the big balloons may not be allowed to fly, so officials are keeping an eye on the forecast and will make the final call Thanksgiving morning. Well, get ready for more impeachment hearings as the process moves into the next phase and next committee. The House Intelligence Committee has been leading the way so far, but starting next week, the House Judiciary Committee is set to hold its first hearing on Wednesday, so a week from today. And that's when we're going to hear from a panel of constitutional experts. Politico reports lawmakers want to question them about how the Constitution defines a high crime and misdemeanor. They also want their input on the impeachment process as a whole. They say this is an important step before they can write up any articles of impeachment for the House to vote on. And now top Democrats in the House specifically invited President Trump and his legal team to come take part in next week's hearing, giving them an opportunity to be there and even ask questions of the witnesses. At this point, though, Trump and his team have not said if they will be showing up. And one more thing connected to all of this. Another transcript of private testimony was just released. An official at the White House Office of Management and Budget testified that two people in the department actually resigned, at least partly over concerns about the holdup in military aid to Ukraine, questioning if it was legal. Remember, that $400 million in aid designated to Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Did President Trump freeze the money to pressure Ukraine to announce an investigation into his rivals like the Bidens, and ultimately use it for his own personal and political gain? Democrats say witnesses and evidence show yes. Trump says he was just concerned about overall corruption in Ukraine, and he calls the impeachment process a scam. More to come next Wednesday. Mass extinction. That's where the United Nations says we're headed if we don't get greenhouse gas emissions under control. Yes, another new climate report was just released, and this one from the UN. Fox News says the report warns that nations around the globe must increase efforts fivefold to slow the warming of the planet and reach the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement. Remember, that's the deal between nearly 200 nations to all play a part in fighting climate change. USA Today says the US and China are the world's two biggest polluters. But still, President Trump has announced he plans to pull the U.S. out of the deal next year, saying its rules hurt the U.S. economy. And there's another way to do it. Either way, next week, world leaders are supposed to meet in Madrid to negotiate what to do next about the climate crisis. Federal health officials just put out a new warning about CBD. The FDA says too many people wrongly think CBD cannot hurt you, when in reality, there's not enough research yet to know for sure. CNBC reports the FDA still has serious questions about CBD's safety and the quality of products available. You've probably heard about CBD. It's a cannabis compound, but does not get you high like marijuana. Since many people believe it can help treat things like anxiety and chronic pain, some companies have added CBD to creams, oils, food, and drinks. But the FDA says there's not a lot of evidence to back up the health claims. It's also concerned pesticides and heavy metals are ending up in some of these products during the process. The FDA is also cracking down on some of the companies selling CBD-infused products, warning them to stop any illegal marketing claims. Though hemp and CBD advocates say the FDA has gone overboard with this warning, overstating the health risks. It's important to note the FDA has approved one prescription drug that's derived from CBD. It's called Epidiolex, and it treats rare and severe seizures in children. Amazon's Alexa can now manage medications. Engadget says the smart speaker can remind people what to take and when, and if a prescription is running low. The voice assistant will even request refills. Users just have to link their pharmacy account. That said, for now, the feature is only available with Giant Eagle pharmacy customers, but more pharmacies should be available in 2020. CNBC reports users will set up a personal passcode to help protect their medical records. A quick break now for today's sponsor, Genopallet. If you're interested in nutrition and health and how your body reacts to certain foods or which nutrients you may need more or less of, then check out Genopallet. Using a DNA analysis, they determine things like which types of meats, vegetables, and more are healthiest for you. With Thanksgiving tomorrow, I was glad to see that turkey breast is one of the meats on my personalized list. That list, or food map, includes 85 foods that are best for you. And it's all based on research showing positive health outcomes associated with your genotype. To learn more and get your report, go to genopallet.com. If you've already done any other DNA analysis like Ancestry, you can actually upload that same data they provide to get your report faster. Just use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. That's genopallet.com, spelled G-E-N-O-P-A-L-A-T-E, genopallet.com with the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off. Now, back to the news. Facebook is embracing and investing in virtual reality even more. The company says it'll buy Beat Games. TechCrunch reports it's the studio behind one of the most popular and best-selling virtual reality games so far. Variety reports Beat Saber was the first VR game to sell more than a million copies. Beat Games will become part of Facebook's Oculus Studios, which is Facebook's VR gaming group. You may have heard of Oculus virtual reality headsets, for example. Facebook says it's planning even more launches and announcements in the VR space next year. If you haven't used your Twitter account in a while, it could be deactivated. Twitter is sending out emails to users who have not used their accounts in 6 months or more, saying sign in by December 11th or lose that account altogether. The Verge says it will be deleted and your username will be up for grabs. By the way, you don't have to tweet anything to claim your account. You just have to sign in. Twitter says this should help clean up inactive accounts from people who left Twitter or those who passed away. Twitter says the account removal will happen over the course of many months. The Super Bowl is still a couple of months away, but Fox Sports says it already sold out of advertising space for the big game. It usually takes until Christmas or even later into January to sell all of the ad spots, but not this year. Bloomberg reports the network sold all 77 ad spots with prices for 30-second commercials going for more than $5 million apiece. Experts say the ads likely sold quickly because NFL ratings are up and the economy is doing well. Super Bowl 54 is on February 2nd. Of course, we don't know which teams will be playing at it, but three teams will be playing on Thanksgiving Day this year. The first game between the Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions starts at 12:30 Eastern Time on Fox. And speaking of Thanksgiving tomorrow, it's a time for Americans to get together with family and express gratitude, and there are many traditions out there, including eating turkey. The National Turkey Federation says 46 million turkeys will be eaten this holiday. And that said, some people are willing to skip dinner time altogether for a deal. Some stores are opening the day of Thanksgiving once again, including Target, Walmart, JCPenney, Old Navy, and Macy's. Then the day after Thanksgiving, of course, is Black Friday. CNBC cites a survey that found U.S. consumers will spend an average of $470 over the long holiday weekend. What will they spend it on? Typically, Black Friday is known for good deals on electronics. CNBC points to a few TV deals, and Amazon is selling an Echo Dot 3-pack for less than $70. Experts say one of the best gift card offers is from Walmart, who is giving out a $450 gift card when you buy an iPhone XS and activate it. Then again, there's always Cyber Monday later. In fact, the Washington Post cites data from a consulting firm that found, for the first time, more than half of U.S. consumers plan to do most of their holiday shopping online. Well, instead of a full Work Wednesday story today, I want to give a shout out and thank you to the millions of Americans who have to work on Thanksgiving Day, from first responders to the employees at the stores that are open for shoppers. But the team here at The Newsworthy will be taking off and spending time with family, so there will not be new episodes tomorrow or Friday due to the holiday. We'll be back, though, catching you up on all you missed first thing Monday morning. Make sure you're subscribed in the podcast app so you automatically get the new episode. Until then, check out the Meditation Minis podcast. The holidays can be a stressful time, but my friend Shell provides great guided meditations for anxiety, stress, and sleep. And if you think you don't have the time or focus to meditate, give this one a try. They are short and completely free. Just search Meditation Minis in your podcast app and feel better fast. Of course, you can always read more about the news stories we talked about today. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with much more news on Monday. Have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving.